For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is the Games High School's Football Scoreboard Show.
Friday night, Under the Lights. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com. Sam Crenshaw, Chris Parker, and Ellie. Yeah, nine floors up at the Kia Studios on this Friday night. Glad you're with us for the Scoreboard Show and following scores from around the area. We got lineup. We got reporters with some reports for us coming up, Coach. But first of all, let's hit a couple of scores from some games that are jumping off the page at you. I got one now with Stars Mill is playing down at Griffin, and they're leading that one up with 18-12 right now. We got Stars Mill leading in that one. We'll keep an eye on that with the second quarter score. We got North Cobb 21, Walton 14. That is a second quarter score in that game.
Yeah, Wheeler up 17-10 over Marietta in the third quarter. That'd be a big win for Wheeler, Sam, if they can hold on, okay? Cale 27, Columbia 0 in the third quarter. And Carrollton over in Birmingham tonight, playing Parker High School in Alabama. Carrollton leading 21-6 in the second quarter.
21-6 is the score in that game. Let's check in with some of our reporters right now. We got to get a McEachern score into. McEachern up 42-7 on Paulding County. That is a second quarter score. We may check in with John Bettnarowski a little later on and get all the rep of all the scores from around Cobb County. Let's check in, first of all, with Day-Day Lewis. He's got an update for us from this game.
Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker, Damian Day-Day Lewis. Guys, we're live here at Midtown High School for senior night for the Maynard Jackson Jaguars, and they're getting the celebration going in the right way as they lead this one 13-0. It was a touchdown pass from Rayshon Parks to Ricky Dorn, the third, a 40-yarder. That would help the Jaguars get this lead to this point. And then a fantastic defensive stop. Fourth and goal for the Titans. Literally inches needed to get into the end zone. And the Maynard Jackson Jaguars would force a fumble that will result in a touchback. So Titans remain off the board. And again, at the half here on senior night at Maynard Jackson, well, really at Midtown for Maynard Jackson, it's a 13-0 lead for the Jaguars. We'll keep you updated on the second half when we return for this one. It's going to be a great one, I have a feeling. It's the High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back to you guys.
All right, thanks a lot, Day-Day. Grawl game there, and Maynard Jackson handling the business right now. No score as of yet, you know, for Drew in that game.
Yeah, Maynard Jackson's a little more established program of the two. Drew on the way up, that's typically kind of how it goes, but I wouldn't count them out yet.
Okay.
I wouldn't count them out.
Got a second half of football. I got one other halftime score here. Milton's up on Chattahoochee, 40-0. Halftime score in that game. Garrett Chatman, let's see what he has an update from the score. He's up at Roswell.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game in the High School Scoreboard Show. Garrett Chatman here at Ray Manna Stadium at Roswell High School, where the home side is on top at the half. We just got started with halftime. 14-3 is your score. Roswell leads Seckinger High School. Very, very improved second quarter there for Seckinger High School. They struggled mightily in that first one. Looked like it was going to be a route there at first. Trey Smith, the quarterback for Roswell, gets those two touchdowns in the first half, but that's all he gets in that first quarter because this Seckinger offense started picking up some steam. They have a wing T offense. They started to run some plays with success, controlling a little bit more of the clock, but they weren't really able to finish off their drives up until this most recent drive right before we get up to the half. They kick a field goal to bring us to our score 14-3. Meanwhile, the Roswell offense has stalled out. They're missing some assignments. They're overthrowing some passes. It felt like they kind of celebrated a win before the win was there. That's just kind of the feeling that I got. But you also get an interception. Trey Smith throws his first one of the day. They get a deflected pass, and the ball just sort of bounces in Seckinger's way. And look, that's what Seckinger has done a very good job of doing this year, taking advantage of those turnovers. That's the one that they turned into 3 points. But that is your score here at halftime. feels like Roswell's still just a little bit more in control of this game. 14-3 is your score. Sam and Chris, I'll keep you all updated. Back to you.
All right, thanks a lot, Garrett, for that. And what do you think about that? You have a team, it makes it look kind of easy earlier, and now your defense isn't productive. And maybe give second year a little credit for that, too.
Yeah, let them hang around. 14-3, that's the half. That's not a insurmountable deficit. You got a team like second year, new school, trying to learn how to win. You know, you got to put them away when you can. So mm-hmm. I'm sure Roswell had a couple opportunities to go up three scores and didn't. And they got to take advantage of those in the second half if they want to put this team away.
All right. All right. Simone Stanley, we haven't heard from her as of yet. She's in DeKalb County tonight. Let's check in with Simone.
Sports Radio 92.9 Games High School Scoreboard Show. This is Eric Slaughter coming to you from East Forsyth High School, home of the undefeated East Forsyth Broncos. We have reached halftime in a battle of unbeaten teams as the North Oconee Titans go into the locker room with a 14-7 lead over the Broncos. North Oconee's quarterback, Harrison Faulkner, has led his offense in a very efficient way in the first half as he's gone 5 out of 8 through the air and carried the ball on scrambles very much. But it's running back and linebacker Maddox Bryce that has accounted for both Titans' touchdowns, and they have this 14-7 lead. The Broncos will get the second half kickoff and will try to answer and tie this game up. But we are set for a great second half between these two undefeated teams. Going back to the studio for Sam and Chris, once again, this is Eric Slaughter from East Forsyth High.
All right, that definitely wasn't Simone. That was Eric Slaughter at East Forsyth.
Great Eric Slaughter.
And that's a good ball game out there.
Yeah, 14-7 at the half. If you're East Forsyth, you got to feel pretty good about that. North Oconee hasn't lost a regular season game in a while. I mean, this is a team that's a state champ contender. It just came off of a beatdown of Jefferson.
Of Jefferson, right.
So, you know, you got to feel pretty good if you're East Forsyth now. You know, you got to make a few plays to get the lead here. But 14-7 at the half, hanging in there.
All right. All right. That's hanging in. Now we're going to get Simone Stanley and see what she has for us in DeKalb County.
Nothing is coming easy on the ground here at Adams Stadium, where Lakeside leads Dunwoody 21-17 at the half. But that doesn't matter at all because the receivers on both teams are having no problems getting open. It's been a back-and-forth air attack with Lakeside senior quarterback Kyle Davis leading a go-ahead drive right before the half. Davis launched a 45-yard pass to his junior receiver Spencer Wise to set up a first and goal with 45 seconds left. Davis kept it on the quarterback keeper for the 1-yard score for the last touchdown of the half. But Sam and Greg, I'm going to tell y'all, this one is probably going to come down to winner goes to whoever has the ball last.
All right. That is Simone and checking in with that game. And the fact that Lakeside is leading on Dunwoody.
Yeah, it could be a great win for Lakeside if they can hang on there. Dunwoody's got a good team this year. Be interested to see how the second half goes.
All right, we'll watch and see what happens with that game. All right, we got our cup report, our other cup report, because we got one in studio. And we have another one.
Outside of studio.
Outside of studio. Paul Sumner is going to check in with us. He's out at Harrison High School. Paul, welcome back in. Give us an update on what's happening.
What's up, guys? All right, we're a little bit way into the second half right now. It's currently 25-12 Harrison. First half went really well for us. You know, it started out a little shaky. They came out with a quick, like, about 35-yarder on the first play, but our defense has rallied. We've been able to stop the run, which is basically is the main part of their offense, and we've been playing great.
Fantastic. Now, there's something special. You guys did a special tribute there at your game tonight, right?
Yes, sir.
Was that before the game or at halftime? Or
that was before the game. It was for a former player, Bryce Stanfield. He was part of our state championship team.
Awesome. Right, right, awesome. Right. It's fantastic, fantastic. Well, keep an eye on things for the second half. You got a question for him?
No, I just want to know what's going to be the key to finish this thing. What does Harrison need to do to pull away and finish this thing in second half?
We got to maintain. I mean, the second we came out in the second half, we had a quick offensive mistake. It led to a score to give them 12. We're playing great on special teams. Our defense is playing great. We just got to make sure we take care of the ball on offense and keep doing what we're doing.
All right, fantastic. Paul, great work getting us up to date on what's happening there at Harrison. We're looking forward for you to checking back in with us when the game's done.
All right, sounds good.
All right, thanks so much. That is Paul Sumner out at Harrison High School as they are playing Campbell tonight.
Yeah, be excited to see how that one goes.
we're watching this game with Carrollton and
Parker just scored.
And all of a sudden, it's getting pretty interesting.
It's 21-6, and I looked up, and it's 21-20. I'm not even sure exactly what happened, but I'm going to need the Carrollton guys to tighten up here. I've been talking a lot of trash.
There you have. My goodness, it's not going to be an easy night for them.
They told me Parker has some athletes. Yep. They sure do.
They're showing it. They're showing it tonight. Watch this one. And Creekside and Mays are back going into the third quarter. Creekside is up 10-0 in that one as well. Stay with us now. We're going to have more scores for you, more updates for you on this Friday night on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay.
Keeping it local.
This is the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. It's the High School Scoreboard Show on this Friday night. Most teams are hitting midseason. Region games going on, homecoming games going on. It's all kind of stuff happening.
It's a great time of the year.
It's kind of hot outside for homecoming, though, isn't it?
It's kind of hot, but, you know, if you're in game 5 or 6, you're going to have to get close to homecoming, Sam.
Well, you do, you know.
Dawson County got homecoming tonight.
They do. And, you know, we have someone. You just so would mention that because we have someone who can get us updated on that, right?
The Dawson County, they got Pickens County for homecoming in Dawsonville, right?
Right.
Who can update us on that?
Who do we have here?
We have a Cub reporter.
Absolutely. And here she is, Ellie. All right, give us the latest.
What happened,
update.
Ellie?
All right, at halftime, we have the score of 14-10, Pickens. And starting off the third quarter, freshman Sawyer Purdy scored a touchdown for Pickens, so now it's up 21-10.
21-10, a freshman?
Yeah, man.
A freshman, like Ellie.
Yeah, Dragons,
yeah,
they're
Dragons,
young.
21-10.
Getting it done.
How about that? Spoiling that homecoming.
Yeah. And you know the coach up at Dawson County really well.
I do. I love both these guys. I mean, Pickens County pays me, so I have to cheer for them. Sid Maxwell, great guy, great football coach. And then Coach Bennett doing a great job with our team at Pickens and Ellie School. You know, yes. Ellie goes to that school.
Yes, so. She does.
Great so job, proud. Ellie.
Oh, yeah. You did thank good. You. Thank
yeah.
you.
Thank you so much. She's been all over it over there.
Yeah, she's all over it. Yeah.
You know,
she learned from me.
She's there. She did a great job. You won't take credit for that. We'll take credit.
Since she did a good job, I'll take credit. If she didn't, you know, I don't know.
We talk about a number of teams tonight that are 4-0 trying to go 5-0. One team that is already 5-0 are the Ola Mustangs.
Man, Ola's been great this year.
Yeah.
They really have.
A lot with a new head coach who's come in, who this time last year wasn't even in this state. But he has landed at Ola down in Henry County and has the team doing well, and that's Dustin Atkins. And he joins us now. Coach Atkins, welcome to the Scoreboard Show with Sam and Chris on this Friday night. You guys have a Friday night off, but talk about the way this season has started for you.
Yes, sir. First, thank you for the opportunity to get on the show and talk some football. But, the season's been going pretty well. We're fortunate to be 5-0, played a couple nail-biters, a couple games a little close to halftime, and we kind of pulled through in the – second half, but you know, we've had a little bit of everything thrown at us this year, being down, being up big, being close to halftime, you know, starting the game out terrible. But we have a pretty resilient team, so it's been fun so far. Nice little break, but we're back at it Monday.
Ola's had six good teams in a row, basically six pretty decent teams in a row, but they haven't gotten over that hump of like Jones County type team. So talk to us about the win, Jones County. You win 7-3, tough team. You know, for you, you're new coach, but for the other guys that have been there a while, that was a big deal for them. So how's the feel? How's the momentum going after that win?
You can definitely see it on their faces. We kind of celebrated that one a little bit more than the other wins. I just think it's a school that's constantly been a thorn in our side. They always hear the Jones County talk every year. But I think going into the game, they believe we've been playing pretty good defense. Our offense, you know, we lean on it to control the clock and field position. So I think once we're able to beat Jones County the way we did, not even having a big offensive explosion, but and hold a team like that at 3 points, that just kind of solidified and bought them in even more. And when I say that week coming out of Jones County, these 3 days we had this week of practice was probably our best of the year. It's just you can see them; they're just hungrier and hungrier. You know, we're a young team for the most part, but they accept coach and they're eager to learn and they're producing.
Yeah, man, 33 points all year they've given up, Sam.
Yeah.
I'd still be coaching if I give up that, man. I'd give up 33 and a half sometimes. 33 all year, man. That's pretty good.
It is. That is fantastic, Coach. You come from the state of Florida, and you come from a winning tradition in Florida. To tell for people who are not familiar with it, tell us a little bit about your background before coming to the metro Atlanta area and to Georgia to be a coach.
Yes, sir. So I did the first 14 years at Florida. I did 5 in Orlando, 2 right outside of Tampa. But the last 7, I was actually the athletic director and defensive coordinator at Hawthorne High School. It's right outside of Gainesville, Florida. But, you know, that's actually my alma mater. I went to high school. And we had a successful run there at the end. We played in the last 4 state championship games. We won the last 2. You know, great coaching staff down there, great group of kids. But it was kind of opportunity that allowed me to be athletic director, see the aspect of all the sports, fundraising and everything, and also be a football coach. But coming to Georgia allowed me to blend it all in one, which, you know, I'm able to wear less hats here in Georgia. So it's been fantastic. Me and my family have loved it so far.
Well, look, I'm biased, but I think it's way better in Georgia, okay? And I don't think –
we're not going to ask which one plays the better ball, right? We're not going to ask him to say who plays the best high school ball.
No, we're not even going to ask him because I know his answer. He's here.
I definitely wish I'd have did this 10 years ago, I'll tell you that much. But it's been great. I love it.
Let me tell you what I say, and then you, instead of a question, you can prove me right or wrong, but – what I tell people is Florida does have really good football players, and they have some good football coaches now in Florida, really good ones. What they don't have is as much support. They don't have as much from the administrative side, the building, the facilities, the schedule for the coach, what they're allowing the coach to do, and probably the coverage and the support, even things like what you do, Sam, the work you do all week. They don't quite have that in Florida. They have players and coaches, but because they don't have those other two things as much, it attracts coach – to move up here with us. Now, is that true or false?
100%. I could definitely agree with that. It's just, it's not only football here, it's the infrastructure. It's night and day from what it is in Florida. And like you said, there's definitely gray areas in Florida, but from top to bottom, like I said, it doesn't compare as far as a total football program and what you need to be successful.
And Ola is one of those places that's hungry for that type of program, Coach. They really, you know, they've got a chance to be good there. They've been on the cusp of good for a while, and excited to see those kids have opportunity to start the year 5-0. Now, what's got to happen? I'm looking at your schedule, Coach, and it is possible you can win these next 5 games. But you and I coach long enough to know you can lose them too. So what has to be better for you guys in the next half of the season?
I think it's still just the attention to detail, like no plays off, no mental mistakes. It's football. There's going to be some plays you just, you know, you lose the physical battle here or there. You're not going to be 100% perfect. But the mental battle, the mental aspect of the game, just improving on that. Like coming in, 100% studying opponent, knowing the tendencies, knowing what we're going to take away. Just more reactive football, and we're not thinking so much. I just think it all dials into, like, the small mental aspects of the game. I think we're a physical team. I think at this point in the season we know what we are on defense, what we are on offense. Now it's just fine-tuning the small things, and I think that'll carry over into, you know, week by week, pushing us to where hopefully we want to go.
Yeah, spending some time talking with Dustin Atkins. He's the head football coach at Ola. The Mustangs are off this Friday night. They're off to a 5-0 start. And you got the word encouragement for this job from someone else who had migrated from Florida, who's now at Coffey. Talk a little bit about that and the relationship that you have and the encouragement that you got to seek this position when you saw it was open.
Yeah, Mike Coe, who's the head coach of Coffey High School, before that he was actually the head coach of Madison County. And small world, because that's who we matched up with the last 2 state championships when I was at Hawthorne. So his last game in Florida was actually against me in the state championship game. We're not going to say who won that. Let's just say I should have. But someone that I've always respected. I've always, like, if ever I needed to reach out to him when he was in Florida, and we were both in Florida, he would have returned my call. So when Ola came open, I saw on the schedule that Coffey actually played him while he was at Coffey. So I reached out to him and just asked a little bit what he knew about Ola. and told him I was thinking about making the move similar to what he did. And when I say he was all for it, very supportive, he told me kind of the same thing most coaches I've talked to that have come from Florida, they wish they'd have did this a long time ago. So he definitely was this one of the finals, yes, you should do it, that I needed to go ahead and apply for it.
Well, we're glad to have you, Coach, here in the great state of Georgia. And I'm really excited to see what they can do over these next five games.
Yeah, yep, you got Union Grove coming up, and these are all teams within. That's one thing about this region. It's a big region because you only got to play one non-region game. The way this
game is set up, right?
It's a big
region. Yeah, that's a little different because where I was at in Florida, we didn't even have a district. You know, we kind of just got based on our rankings for the playoff season. I come here, I was like, all right, you have one fall scrimmage, a week one, and then you're right in the region. I was like, oh, okay, so no room for error.
Hey, it's okay. You're not traveling that far. That's one thing about it.
It's great rivalries, great crowds, and that's how high school football should be.
Yep. Fantastic. Well, Coach, we appreciate you spending some time with us tonight and letting us disturb you on your off night.
Like you said earlier, there's no off nights really, right?
He's already been watching that Union Grove huddle, Coach.
that's probably 2 weeks in the making right there.
Coach Atkins, we appreciate you spending some time with us on this Friday night. Much continued success to you and the Mustangs down there.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Y'all have a good one.
Okay, now that is Coach Dustin Atkins now at Ola. And like you said, they've had good teams.
You take over a job, some of these people are taking over really bad teams and trying to get them better. Ola, no, they had a pretty good team now. But he's trying to get them over that hump.
Yeah.
And I ain't want to put no pressure on Coach, but I'm looking at this schedule thinking he might be able to. Ola been a school a long time, but I don't believe they won the region championship.
Never won a region championship.
And, trying to jinx Coach, but if they keep playing well, they may be able to do it. Yep,
could be their year. We'll watch and see what happens with that. All right, more updates from our reporters, more scores for you as we continue on this Friday night. You stay with us for the Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Back to more of the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com. It is the High School Scoreboard Show on this Friday night. Sam and Chris, 9 floors up in our Midtown Atlanta studios, keeping an eye on the scores and keeping an eye on the game. We got an extended delay in the Creekside Mays game for an injury, Chris. And watching to see, you see one huddle.
Yeah, it looks like a fairly serious injury. I can't really tell. We don't have the sound, so I can't tell exactly what the issue is. But thoughts and prayers out to the teams over there, too. Definitely an extended delay, and football can get real in a hurry.
Working on that. The Carrollton game has gone to halftime. I think it's 28-20.
28-20, Carrollton. Yeah, Carrollton kind of sloppy. Parker hanging with them. Coach Joey King giving them a little pep talk.
Pep talk. A little one?
Maybe a little one.
Maybe a little more than a little.
It's a little sloppy. I mean, they found a way to score points, take the lead, but they've not looked good.
You got some updates here before we get to our reporters?
Hebron Christian and Blessed Trinity, 10-3 Blessed Trinity right now. And Savannah Country Day, 31, Tattnall County, 3. Oh, I'm sorry, I had that wrong. Blessed Trinity, 24-3 over Hebron right now. So Blessed Trinity really in control in that one. McEachern, 58-7 over Paulding County in the third.
Wow.
And Allatoona pulling away a little bit from Dalton, 35-21 in the fourth.
Got some third quarter scores. Newton up on Archer, 42-15. Also third quarter. Hillgrove, 20. Pebble Brook, 6. Hillgrove, 4-0, looking to go 5-0. This game, they finally scored some points in this Osborne-South Cobb game. Third quarter, there was no score between two teams, both looking for their first win. Osborne's up 6-0. In that one. Got a fourth quarter score. South Gwinnett's up on Rockdale County, 45-6. That one. After three, got Piedmont Academy over Leeds Academy, 7-0. That's after three. Thanks, David, for your update on that one.
How about Mount Perrin 23, Washington 18? Mount Perrin been on a roll lately, seeing if they can finish up. That's in the fourth quarter. That's a tight game to keep an eye on the next few minutes.
Up in Gwinnett County, Peachtree Ridge is up on Norcross 20-13. That is a third quarter score. And it's still the third quarter, still tight with Collins Hill and Central Gwinnett. Collins Hill 10, Central Gwinnett 7. That's a third quarter score.
Yo.
There's a couple of tight ball games up in Gwinnett. We're going to keep an eye on those as well. Let's check in with our reporters and get updates from them, starting with Simone Stanley in DeKalb County.
Strong defensive showing in the third quarter, and their offense was able to break loose with 6 minutes to go. It was quarterback Kyle Davis again, this time throwing a 21-yard touchdown pass to junior receiver Jason Michael, who was wide open in the back of the end zone. This put Lakeside up 28-17 over Dunwoody, and Lakeside was able to eat up most of the clock in the rest of the third quarter from running the ball. We are headed to the fourth quarter, and the Lakeside Vikings are driving right now.
All right, thanks a lot, Simone, for that, and we'll keep an eye on things with Lakeside and Dunwoody as that game continues. Garrett's up at Roswell. Let's check in with Garrett Chapman.
Sports Radio 92.9, the game in the high school scoreboard show. Garrett Chapman live at Roswell High School, where the Hornets have taken a commanding 28-3 lead. Look away, Falcons fans, but the Hornets are on top. Grant Cook, the wide receiver, number four, the senior, he is taking over this game. I mean, he's been fantastic for this team. He's the team's leading wide receiver. He returned a punt for a touchdown, and on this last drive, they target him again right here. Roswell does, but he is really taking over. He's just a magnet for the football here for the Hornets. And I mentioned in the last break that Trace Smith did get banged up a little bit. He left the game for a short period of time with an ankle injury. He is back in the game, and Roswell looks pretty comfortable in this game right now. Second year has just not really been able to get any sort of continuity going on offense. That wing tee, it only works if you get that misdirection going. And Roswell's been pretty good here in the second half of maintaining their assignments and just maintaining that assignment integrity, if you will. But 28-3 is your score. The home side is on top. Senior night here at Roswell High School. Sam and Chris, back to you.
All right, thanks a lot, Garrett, for the update there at Roswell. Like you said, uncharted territory for this second-year team. They're coming out and they're giving it a fight.
Yeah,
it's a tough place to go, though.
Roswell. Tough place to go. They're not quite there, probably, it looks like. But they're going to be. Like I said, everything I said before is true. They're going to be one of those teams. But it looks like they're not quite there tonight. Yes, Roswell really in control there. Mill Creek won 42-0 over Mountain View. And in a little bit of a shocker for national high school football, Richmond Hill in Georgia, down in South Georgia, beats Florida's Buckholz. Buckholz is very good, number 22 team in Florida. And the whole state beat them 35-28 tonight. So big win for Richmond Hill if you follow the Florida sports, too. And McEachern just got to 60-7 over Paulding County in the fourth.
We talked about Florida, and we just talked with Coach Atkins. He talked about the Coffee. Coffee is 4-0. They're playing Mainland, which is down in Daytona Beach, Florida, and it's 3-0 in the fourth quarter. Coffee, tight game. It's like you said, some of the teams down in, you know, lower in the state are playing teams from over in Florida. We're keeping an eye on that one as well. We got Day-Day Lewis. He has an update from here in Midtown. Let's check in with him.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. Damian Day-Day Lewis live here at Midtown High School, where we are headed into the start of the fourth quarter. 20-7 is your lead right now for the Maynard Jackson Jaguars. They would go up 20-0 after a Rayshon Parks rushing touchdown quarterback for the Jaguars early on in the third quarter. But then late in the period, Zach Steele to Zion Steele. Zion wide open behind the Jaguars defenders, and it would be Drew getting into the end zone for their first score. And again, 27 is your score right now as we start the fourth quarter. Maynard Jackson on top as they celebrate senior night. We'll keep you updated on this one. See if the Titans can find their way back in. For the High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker, I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back to you guys.
All right, thanks a lot, Day-Day, for that update in that game. Got a Marist score, third quarter, 50-0 on Druid Hills.
Pity.
50. Yes, that's what it is. The third quarter score got Pace up 17-7 on ML King. Jonesboro's up on Harris County. It's an interesting score. Third quarter score, Jonesboro's up 14-0. We look to get a call in when that game is over.
Yeah, that'd be something now. Yeah. Harris County, pretty good. That would be something.
Undefeated in Jonesboro at 2-2, but a good program there in Clayton County. It'll be big for them to get that win tonight. Gainesville's up on Lanier, 42-14. That is a third quarter score in that contest. We got Sprayberry. They're up on Riverwood. Sprayberry could go to 5-1 with a win tonight. They're up 21-3 third quarter in that contest.
Yeah, it looks like we've got several scores that are moving along. Game's getting a little closer to concluding here. It looks like Osborne 13, South Cobb 0 final, Sam. So Osborne gets their first win of the season from new coach Derek Cook after having a pretty good run the last couple of years. We talked about him a lot on here. Osborne gets their first win of the year, 13-0 winner over South Cobb tonight. Congrats to Osborne.
Yeah, congrats to them on getting that win. First one for the season for them. It's great to see. Lumpkin County, Lumpkins up 42-18 on Chesterton. Third quarter score, and for that one. And Lumpkin, of course, had a great season last year. And so we'll watch for them. Northwest Whitfield is leading Gilmer 21-10. That's the third quarter score.
Yeah, two good coaches there. Coach Robinson, Coach Standard, do a great job. Rome beat Alexander tonight 59-0. That's a final. Rome over Alexander, 59-0. You know, Rome lost to Toombs County a couple weeks ago. They kind of got their mojo back, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Because you wondered about that when we saw Toombs beating them. We're like, whoa. Remember the reaction you had from that score. Love it. 4-0, looking to go 5-0 there in the third quarter. They're up 31-8 on Kip Atlanta. So we're watching to see if they're able to hang on and get the win. The win in that one. We're keeping an eye on that one as well tonight. So number of games that are in third quarter action. Bremen's up third quarter, 20-0 on Model. Harrison County's up 9-0 third quarter on Darlington.
How about this? I got a final. Lincoln County moves to 5-0 with the 41-15 win over Silver Bluff, South Carolina. Another one of them interstate games.
I've lived in the middle of that.
Silver Bluff.
Working in Augusta. You know, you're right there on the state line.
Yeah, so half the teams are on South Carolina side and half
Friday
on the
night,
Georgia side.
And so on one of these nights, you put together two programs that have been, you know, had really good histories and great programs when they got together, and Lincoln County got the best of them up there in Lincolnton.
Well, Lincoln County, they've had some great football teams.
They make a habit of that. You get you on the other side of that lake, you go up that other side of the lake, you're in Lincolnton, and you're in a world of trouble.
Sam, Buford beat Discovery tonight, 46-0.
Okay.
In the fourth quarter still with Collins Hill 10-7 over Central Gwinnett. So we're going to keep an eye on that one. That could be a major upset.
Hello, Mike Bell. Third quarter score, East Coweta 10, Perry 6.
Yo.
They're playing that one down at Perry.
Hey. East Coweta's a bigger school, but I still think Perry probably was the favorite there. So, yeah, see if they can hold on. How much time was left in that one?
Fourth quarter? Third quarter. Going to the fourth quarter.
So, still time.
Okay. All right.
Still time.
Tough to get a win down there. But those are some of the scores that we keep an eye on. Benedictine has Westminster. You know, Westminster was here last week. They were taking on Gilmer. Remember, the coach knew how to handle the Gilmer.
I'd say Benedictine's a little bit different animal than Gilmer.
Benedictine's up 24-3. That's the third quarter score with them. That's a tough place to go try to get a win.
Yeah, it is. Now, Hebron Christian just scored to make it 24-10. Blessed Trinity still leading over Hebron Christian. It's late in the fourth quarter. And a final right down the road from there, Milton 47, Chattahoochee 0. So Chattahoochee was 4-0. They're now 4-1.
4-1. Milton just, the beat goes on. And we know we'd say it with them when the season began. You're watching to see how those guys, what things would work out for them, being one of the best pound-for-pound programs in the state, even though they're not in the largest classification. They could be the best team.
I think they could be the best. I think they are the best team until somebody beats them. So Eastside is a winner tonight. You mentioned them a couple times, but that game's going final. Eastside 48, Flowery Branch 12. Man, Eastside is really rolling.
Yep, they're looking good. They're looking good. Some scores from down on the south side. Whitewater's up on Upson Lee 24-17. That is a fourth quarter score. Third quarter score, Sandy Creek's up 31-0 on Trinity Christian. And Troop is up 41-7 in the third quarter on Fayette County. So those are some scores down on the south side.
Let's see. We've also got Sumter County beat Shaw 15-14. That's a final. Try to give you some finals here. Holy Innocence 20, Therrell 6. It's a final. Southwest in Macon beat Central Macon 45-6 final. And Dublin stays undefeated to beat Jefferson County tonight 56-0. That's a final.
That's a tough place to go to get a win too. Boy, mm-hmm. they always play some great ball down at Dublin. Great to keep an eye on them and what they're doing. Got a third quarter score. Colquitt's taking on the team from Florida. What Rickards?
Mm.
That's right. It's one
yeah.
of the programs.
How's that going?
28-0 Colquitt, but they're playing them in Moultrie. That's the third quarter score. We'll see if we can get an updated score on that one as well. Irwin County 35, Cook 27. And this is the third quarter score.
That's some good ball playing down there now.
That's a good a great ball game there.
Norquinet winner tonight over Parkview, 52-13. Norquinet over Parkview final. You know, Coach Godfrey, the coach at Norquinet, was the coach at Parkview just
yep.
year before last. So I'm sure that was a sweet win for him. But 52-13. Norquinet stays undefeated, one of the best teams in 6A.
And we were watching them, especially after going down to Colquitt and getting the mm-hmm. win down there, if they were going to come back and be a little deflated, come back.
When they came back and beat Mill Creek
yeah.
in a really tight one, and they've just been rolling since. So that's definitely a team to keep an eye on, Sam. I mean, you know, you hear a little bit about maybe the two or three teams above them, Carrollton,
yeah.
some of them.
And
but,
Buford,
man, I wouldn't give up on Norquinet.
Grayson, you know, you hear about yeah. them. But, no, Norquinet is there. They got something to say. They really do. And they got to have something to say before this season is done, for sure. We're going to keep up with them. All right, going to the top of the hour. We got more updates. We're going to go back into the 10 o'clock hour. We're going to get some final scores. We're going to start getting some finals from our reporters. Going to talk with some of the winning coaches tonight. We're going to bring back our school days guests. If you're just joining us, maybe if you're leaving your game that you've been attending, Deion Grant joined us to reflect on his school days. It was a great conversation. We're going to bring that back for you in the 10 o'clock hour, as well as keeping up with the rest of the games that are taking place around the area. You stay with us on this Friday night. It is the Scoreboard Show, your high school scoreboard show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.